All right, Jebosai. Good evening. I want to share with you really a beautiful, beautiful idea by the Rebbe. By the Rebbe on the Haggadah. And so it's really comprised of two parts. I actually wanted to focus a little bit on Manishtano. So take a look. So by paragraph A. So remember again in the beginning, or the truth is, as the introduction to Magid, is of course Manishtano. So Manishtano Halayla Hazem Mikol Halaylos. Why is this night different than all of the nights? So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Just such like an exceptionally nuanced understanding. He says, look at my paragraph A. Manishtana halayla hazeh, mashinis odorin hatinokos lishol manishtana. The fact that the children are inspired and excited to say manishtana, what is different about this night? Kigam heim lefi katnus daitam margishin shinui godol. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. You see, when we think about Manishtana, so we say to ourselves, Manishtana halayla zemikala leilos, which right means what? Why is this night different? Or really, how is this night different than all other nights? And then we go on to say, all the nights we eat chametz and matzo, tonight it's matzo, all the nights we don't dip, tonight we dip, reclining, everything, so on and so forth. The Rebbe says, that's not what Manishtana means. Manishtana is almost a declarative statement. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. It is amazing how different this night is than any other nights. It's not a question, says the Rebbe. I mean, it is a question, but it's more a declarative question. I am overwhelmed by how different this night is than any other night. I'm not asking why it's different. I'm not even asking how it's different. I'm astonished about how different it is. Manishtana halayla zemikol halaylos. How incredibly this night is different than all other nights. The Rebbe says, why is it that the children go ahead and ask this? Ki gam heim lefi katnos daitom margishim shinui gadol va'arach hadosha benafsham v'sechlam. Because the Rebbe says, sometimes it takes a child's neshama to pick up on spiritual sensitivity. You know what the big problem with us adults are? Is that our spiritual sensitivities are a bit blunted, right? A bit blunted because we're jaded, right? Because we're cynical, because we're sarcastic. But I'll say, let's be honest, when we get to the Seder, no matter how inspired you are, the truth is, the first thing you sit down, what are you thinking about?
How long is this going to take?
What's the over-under on this, right? You know, okay, you know, I'll do a quick look around the table. The kids all brought their Haggadahs. I can tell by the thickness of the pages. And each kid is going to want to say 50. You know, and the truth is, I think everyone goes through this. Also because, especially, and again, this year, I think it's going to be even a little above a bigger Nisayan because it's the end of the week. It's a Shabbos night as the first Seder. You're tired. It's not like the Pshat, like Erev Pesach, everybody's just sitting there waiting, you know, going to the mikvah, going to prepare themselves for Pesach and relaxing and taking a nap and getting ready. Like, it's a hectic day. It's a hectic day. So sometimes, because our neshamas are all over the place, we miss out a little bit on some of the more nuanced spirituality. That's why it's the tinokos, it's the children who ask, Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. The children are able to sense that there is something astonishingly different about this night. It's a question / declarative statement. I'm overwhelmed, the child says. Right, mother, father, I'm overwhelmed by how incredibly different this night is. Umisorim lishol me'avihen mazeh v'al mazeh. So listen to this. What is the child asking? Well, say, I want to say something. This is forever going to change your perception of Manishtana. You see, the Rebbe says like this. The child says, Manishtana, father, mother, there's something different about this night. I know this night is different. And then what does the child try to do? The child tries to figure out, so what is the difference? Is it, Shebechal halidos anu ochlim chamitu matzo, halay lahazeh kulo matzo? Is that the difference? Is that the difference? And then the truth is, there's almost like an unspoken, no, there's something more to it. We don't dip, we do dip. Is that the difference? No, that's it. Is it tonight we recline, we don't recline? So say, this is amazing. So that's why, if you notice again, the child asks the four questions. What comes right after the questions?
Doesn't answer them.
Instead, what comes after it is,
Avodim ha'inu le'para b'mitzrayim, v'yotzi'inu Hashem yisham b'yad chazaka.
Right? What we answer, child, you want to know. Child, you're absolutely right. You're on target. Yes, this night is so dramatically different than any other night. But it's not because of the details you mentioned, my child. Those are differences. But that's not the real shinui tonight. What's the real shinui? What's dramatically different tonight? That tonight, we started out the night as slaves. But by the time the night ends, we were free. You want to know, my child? That's what's different. So we'll say a dramatically different reading by the Rebbe. He goes on. So we'll say, this is actually amazing. So it turns out that, and I will say, you know, a lot of times I've always been bothered by Manishtana, especially because if you think about it, we're asking the same questions year in and year out, right? We kind of know the answers already. We don't directly answer it afterwards. It's just like it's a shtickle staged. But the idea that Rebbe says is yes, because at the beginning of the Seder, when we sit down, we're trying to figure out what is different about tonight. I know that there's something in the air. I feel it in my heart that there's something dramatically different about this night than any other night, but I can't put my finger on what it is. So what do we do first? We go through all of the mechanistic, detailed differences. Chametz matzah, dipping, not dipping, reclining, maror, all the technical mechanistic differences. And then I've floated those four suggestions, and at the end of the day, they still do not satisfy my curiosity. No, no, there's something else. To which the parent steps in and says, "You're right, my dear child. Avadim hayinu leparav mitzrayim. You know what's unique about tonight? Tonight, the beginning of the night, we start at the slaves. But by the time we get to the end of this journey, we're going to be free." That's the power of the Leil HaSeder. This incredible and dramatic metamorphosis. This incredible and dramatic change. That ultimately, again, really is captured in Avadim Ayinu. That's the introduction to Manishtana. But then I want to draw your attention to a specific idea of the Rebbe. So we'll say, I just think, look, it's worth it just to come for that piece on Manishtana. It's just such a dramatically different idea that the childish soul is crying out, "Father, mother, manishtan halayla zemikol alelos. I know it's so different, but tell me, why is it so different?" So look at paragraph B. So the Rebbe here focuses on the first of the fear kashas, right? The first of the four questions. So what's the first? Shebechol halelos anu ochlim chametzu matzah. Every other night we eat chametzu matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. Every single other night we eat matzah. So look what the Rebbe says, paragraph B. He says, "Shavachalos anol chametzu matzah." Get ready for this. Kiyava pi. Rebbe asks an interesting question. Shelo hayatzarich lahaskir kiim masha ochlin bechal halelos chametz kimo shomer shebechal halelos anu ochim shaar yirakos velama hiskir gam matzah. The boss, you hear the shayla? It's a good shayla. If you look at the way Manishtana is structured, so remember again. Right. Look, for example, again. Shebechol halelos anu ochlin shaar yirakos. Every other night we eat other vegetables. Tonight, maror. So if we're going to maintain some type of symmetry, so how should you phrase the first of the questions? Shebechol halelos anu ochlin what? Chametz. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. Why does it say on every other night we eat chametz and matzah? So you're supposed to say again, it doesn't. The symmetry doesn't work. Right? It should just say every other night we eat chametz. Right? Tonight we eat matzah. Instead it says every other night we eat chametz and matzah. Tonight we eat matzah. Why do you have to bring it? Obviously, if every other night you could eat chametz, of course you could eat matzah. What's the shayla? Why do you have to add in the consumption of matzah to bechol halelos, to the all other nights? And listen to what the Rebbe says. Paragraph C. He explains. Ach. Bazeh. Mirames tikun achilas yisra b'chol hashana. Rabosai, get ready for this. This is mamish, life-altering, says the Rebbe. Let's take a look at what it means. Consumption, food means the rest of the year. Ki achilaso b'chol hashana b'bechinos, achilas chometz imatzah. Says the Rebbe, throughout the year, most of us eat chametz and matzah. Not just chametz, not just matzah, chametz and matzah. What does that mean, Rabosai? Shachila kilula mishnei tikunim. That when we eat, you know, we'll say, you know, we believe in this concept of you are what you eat. You know, what you ingest ultimately, again, has a dramatic impact on who you are. So the Rebbe says that achila is combined ultimately again from two tikkunim, two elements. Shem tikkun hadas v'ha'emuna. See, Rabbosai, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we utilize two different things. Das, which means what? Our intellect. Knowledge. Yeah. Knowledge, meaning I strive to understand things. Hafach ba, v'hafach ba, dekula ba. Right? I want to understand. Why do you want me to put on tefillin? I want to understand it. I can't wear shatnez, I want to understand it. Kashrus, I want to understand it. Mat, I want to understand things. That's called das. And I will say conversely, what is there? Emuna. What does emuna mean? Emuna means...
do it anyway.
I do it anyway. I don't understand it. I don't have a clue. I don't understand it. But nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are mitzavet, you commanded me to do it. Therefore, again, I am going to comply. Dainu, liyashiv akushyo she'efshal yafshon, she'ze b'chinas chometz. Supposed to say, this is amazing. So the Rebbe says, the idea of utilizing your knowledge to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand things in a more comprehensive fashion, that's called chometz. Das, right? Das, using your intellect to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to understand what, to understand yourself, that's called chametz. So we'll say, why is that called chametz? Sheze bechinas chametz, bechinas chimutz hamoach. We'll say, this is amazing. How does something become chametz? It what? It expands. So we'll say, again, when you utilize your intellect, what you're doing is you're trying to expand your scope of comprehension. Right now, I only understand this. I'd like to understand more, so I'm going to expand my intellect. That's called chametz. That's called chametz. Just like chametz becomes chametz through expansion, das, ultimately, again, the use of the intellect, that's called chametz. So we'll say, conversely, shemachmitzin ha-moach, we allow the mind to expand, v'hadas, liyashiv ulataritz ma'ashev shalataritz. And when I allow the mind to become chametz, I allow the mind to expand and to understand more. Umatzo, what's matzo on the other hand? Hu bechinas tikkun ha'emuna. The Rabbi was saying that this is a major tenet in Chassidus that really has its sources in the Zohar. Yeah. The Zohar calls matzo, right? Lechem dehemenusa, yeah. The bread of belief. Rabbi the bread Feldman of belief. I'm sorry?
Rabbi Feldman used to talk about
right. Yeah. Matzah dehemenusa, right? The bread of belief. And I will say, it's called the bread of belief for a variety of different reasons. On the most basic level, we followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 3.5 million people out of Egypt into the desert with nothing more than a couple of wafers, right? It's crazy. It's crazy to think about that. Therefore, matzah is called the bread of belief. But in the Rebbe's model over here, he says, matzah hi bechinas tikon ha'emuna, sherem shechas misecha elyon gavoa yoser v'yoser, kadesh lo listakel ala kushyos shi efshar liyashvan. K'mirali. So the Rebbe says as follows, matzah on the other hand, matzah is not allowed to rise. Right? Matzah remains thin and remains small. Matzah, as opposed to chametz, which allows for expansiveness of the intellect, matzah doesn't utilize the intellect. Matzah doesn't try to understand. Matzah doesn't try to answer questions. What does matzah represent? Pure, unadulterated emunah. Belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shalom, I love you. I know that you love me. And so whatever you ask me to do and whoever you ask me to be, I'm going to comply. I'm going to come through. So we'll say, you hear this. So I want to tell you what I love about this. What I love about this is very often the matzah chametz struggle is often framed as what kind of struggle? Right? The struggle between good and evil. Right? The struggle between good and evil. Chametz is evil, matzah is good. You know, I've always had a problem with that. What's the problem with that? We eat chametz the whole year. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Again, because also, remember again, technically, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have told us that we're not allowed to eat chametz the whole year? Could he have said that? Yeah. Sure. I'm saying we have halachos of kashrus. I don't eat chazer the whole year, right? I don't eat basar b'chalav the whole year. So Hashem Baruch Hu told me not to eat chametz. I wouldn't eat chametz. So this notion that chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, but yet it's permitted for consumption 51 out of 52 weeks of the year. I've just, again, you could explain it. There's many explanations, but I've always found it intriguing. What I love about this different Rebbe is that no. Chametz is important. Just chametz and matzah represent two polar opposite approaches in the cultivation of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chametz, which expands and rises, represents the intellect. Expansion of the intellect in order to understand, in order to chap, in order to engage in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. Why do you want me to do this? Matzah? Lechem dehimenusa. It's simple, it's flat, it doesn't rise, it's not expansive, and just simply represents the bread of belief. Pure, unadulterated emunah. We'll say emunah with no questions. Emunah with no qualms. Emunah with no problems. Ribono sha'olam, you've got my back. I love you, you love me. And whatever you need me to do, I'm here. And whatever you visit upon me, I accept it bi'ava. Says the Rebbe, get ready for this. Aval b'Pesach, paragraph D. Aval b'Pesach, sha'adayin lo kibalnu es ha'Torah, v'lo zachinu l'tikunim. So here's what's amazing, says the Rebbe. So Pesach, what's the halacha? You're only allowed to eat matzah. Right? You're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. So we'll say, so what's the pshat? So the Rebbe says, you know, when we left Mitzrayim, we didn't have a Torah. We didn't have a Torah. If you don't have Torah, then we'll say your only connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what?
Emunah.
Is Emunah. Right? There's no intellect without the Torah, because remember again, it's only once you get, remember again, Torah is our gateway into spiritual intellect. Because when we learn, we can analyze. When we learn, we could question. When we learn, we could understand. If you don't have Torah, then really all you have is emunah. And this is why, by the way, the pasuk says, "Zacharti lach chesed neurayich ahavas kilu asayich lech tech acharai b'midbar." The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands our leaving and following him into Egypt was just like love. You know, we'll say when you're in love, right? When you're in love, so what happens? People do crazy things. Crazy, crazy things, right? That don't intellectually make any sense. And sometimes that's why people outside of you often say what? You're crazy, right? But again, you don't really hear of it. Why? Because again, I my heart is there. It's not my intellect. It's not my intellect. My heart is there. So on Pesach, there was no chametz. There was no chametz. Because there was no intellect to expand, because there were no Torah, there was no mitzvos yet for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, all we have when we leave Egypt ultimately is what? Is the matzah of emunah. Rak shenim shachalinu ha'ara nefla milamala shebichinas ha'ara pnei hakedosha. Sha'al yidei zeh nisaknos ha'emunah. Ayid alkein i'ef shalanu le'achol ki'im matzah. Shehu ma'achol alyon v'gavoa ma'od b'chinas man. Shehu b'chinas ma'achol shenimshach ayideh ha'ara ha'alyon ha'nifla ha'yoredes alinu az. Suppose that this is amazing. It says the Rebbe, also the Zohar writes this down, that when you eat matzah, it's like eating man. Which also is a very important way, because you know, I'll tell you one thing that often bothers me, is when you hear people complaining about matzah. Oh, the matzah. First of all, you don't have to eat 7 pounds of it, you know, at a sitting. That's number one. And also, remember again, if my soul is tuned in the right way, then every bite of matzah tastes like man. Every bite of matzah tastes like man. Especially the more you pay for it. Every bite of matzah tastes like man. But also, what did I was explaining something so profound. When we left Mitzrayim, we weren't allowed to eat chametz because there was no chametz to be found. Chametz representing expansiveness of the intellect represents a desire for the Jew to understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That chametz was inaccessible to us because we were not yet given the Torah, the mitzvahs. Right? Therefore, there was no chametz to be had. When we go out with matzah. We go out with emunah. We go out ultimately with the lechem dehemenusa. We go out with the man. And the Rebbe says, Sha'ayi dezeh, zochin lahakir es Hashem yisbarach, velirdov acharov bizrizos nifla. And again, there's something incredibly beautiful about the matzah. There's something incredibly beautiful about emunah. I will say that it's very emunah. This is going to sound strange, but emunah is very uncomplicated. Very uncomplicated. Right? At the end of the day, let it shut off. Good. Yeah, thank you. Emunah, I'm sorry. Emunah is very uncomplicated. Right? Emunah, I will say, is just like when you're in love, life seems uncomplicated. It's often not uncomplicated, but it feels uncomplicated. There's something just beautiful. Everything is wonderful. Everything is good. We'll say, by the way, you'll notice, this is why at the end of the Haggadah, what are you going to find printed at the end of every single Haggadah? Shir HaShirim. What's Shir HaShirim? Love. Right, Shir Hashim is the love ballad between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, because ultimately the Leil HaSeder is not about chametz, it's not about the intellect. The Leil HaSeder is all about the love. It's all about the matzah. And the Rebbe goes on. He says, "Aval adayin, aser lahatos es moach liyashev shum kushya. Afilu akushios she'efshal yashvan. Pesach is not the night for questioning. It's not even the night for posing the questions that we have the ability to answer. Rak lismoch al amuna levad, shanu mekablin ata milamala ba'ar nifla. So what's that? Rebbe says something amazing. So let's back up for just a moment. So first of all, we understand manishtana. What are we saying in manishtana? Shebechol halelos anu ochlim, what? Chametu matzah. You see, it purposely doesn't say shebechol halelos anu ochlim chametz. Because also remember again, it's on the rest of the year. Life has to be this incredible synthesis between what? Chametz and matzah. Right? You need to use your intellect. Absolutely. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an intellect. Why did he give it to us if not to use it? So I have to use my intellect to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, to appreciate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. There's no shaila about that. But even during the year, you have to temper your chametz with matzah. You have to make sure that you don't become a cerebral yid, right? You have to make sure that you have your emuna. You have to know when to turn on the intellect. You have to know when to use your chametz, but you also have to know when to use your matzah. Shebechol halelos anu ochlim chametz u'matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. I will say, what is Pesach all about? This is incredible. You know what Pesach is all about? It's all about emuna. It's all about falling in love with HaKadosh Baruch. And I will say, this is so incredibly important, because, you know, I was reading an article about this, and actually it was in Mishpacha last week, or week, you know, they have often like these side columns where they ask rabbis or other personalities, like, what do they like to learn, like, for the prepare for the Seder. So I don't remember who they quoted. One of the people they quoted was like, you know, essentially, like, I like to, we take out a Chumash with the Mikros Gedolos Mefarshim, I like to go through the Mefarshim. And the truth is, I would tell you, like, I think sometimes one of the things that we miss at the Leil HaSeder, I think one of the things we miss at the Leil HaSeder is, you know, it's like, start a niggun. And it doesn't just have to be Dayenu, right? Or Halach Ma'anya. Meaning that a Seder is mamish. Pesach is the yom tov of falling in love with our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Halayla HaZeh Kulo Matzah. The truth is, the intellect does not really play a part in Pesach. It's all the matzah. It's all the emuna of the yid. It's the neshama that yearns to come out, that so often is kept at bay. Because, you know, the intellect often is not so happy with the derech of the neshama, right? Because the neshama, the emuna, just wants to fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the neshama just wants to follow, Roshan, wherever you go, I'm with you, right? Throw caution to the wind, and I just want to be with you because I know you want to be with me. And what does the seichel, what does the intellect say? Calm down, right? Calm down, get a grip, right? You have a job, you have responsibilities, you have this, you have that. It's right, a million and one different things. And Pesach is the one night. Pesach is the one Yom Tov, where we say, so Shabbachol HaLilos, Inachinami, you need that balance between your chametz and your matzah. You need that balance between your intellect and between your emuna. You need that balance. HaLayla HaZeh Kulo Matzah. But we'll say the gagos of the Leil HaSeder is that it is not an intellectual experience. It is not an intellectual journey. The goal of preparing for the Seder is not to come armed with Vartlach. Those are good, but better to have an inspirational story. Better to write down on a list, a piece of paper, than igunim that stir your soul and that you want to sing at your Seder. Because we will say, at the end of the day, we know, because we've all had starim like this, you could read this beautiful Haggadah cover to cover and just be happy to put your head down on the pillow. But how do you know that you have a successful Seder? When ultimately, again, after Haggadah is over and you're looking for more pages, there's got to be more. And Baruch Hashem, there's still Shir HaShirim. But I'll say, that only happens if you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through matzah. That doesn't happen. If Chametz tells you, Chagadyah, what happens now? Shlof Gezunt, right? What happens now is, right? We don't have to say Amapil, but we can sing Amalach HaGoel Asi together. If you're very from, you can sing Chasal Sidr Pesach again together. But that is it. That's the deal. And by the way, is that wrong? Chas v'shalom. I did the Seder. I did a good job. I said everything. But the Matzah says, Ribono Shalom, We're together. I don't want to leave you. And I don't want you to leave me. Shir HaShirim. Yishakeni Mineshikos Piu. Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyar. Ribono Shalom, I love you so much. And if somebody asks me why I love you or how I love you or to define my love, I can't do that. But that's okay. Because tonight is not about my intellect. Tonight is not about my chametz. Tonight is about my matzah. So we should be zochim meretz Hashem. First of all, to appreciate, to come to the Seder, and to first of all cultivate within ourselves this childlike sensitivity of manishtana halayla, as I may call alelos. I am amazed how different tonight is. I don't know why it's different, but I feel that it's different. And I will say, that's step one. Step two, through the rest of the year, we should be zocha to find this very important balance between chametz and matzah. This balance between emuna and seichel. But on Pesach, our avodah is, to a certain degree, turn the seichel off, turn the emuna on. Go ahead and get rid of the chametz and subsist on your matzah. And in that zochos in Meretz Hashem. May we be zocha with the Yom Tov of Pesach to Meretz Hashem, fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And more importantly, stay in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.